Writer Michelle Nyhaus traveled around the United States for her article on coal energy. She also traveled to China with a delegation that included Wyoming Governor Matt Mead. Nyhaus says that solving climate change requires an all-of-the-above strategy.
I don't think investing in renewables is enough. I think we need to clean up the energy sources we're using now, and no amount of investment in renewable energy is going to help us get off coal tomorrow, certainly not on a global scale.
Nyhaus explains how pollution from coal burning goes back more than a century. China does continue to build more coal plants, but it's also adopting technology to reduce the dirty emissions. Nyhaus says energy companies don't have an incentive to develop cleaner technologies.
Industry is willing to take a risk when they think they have a chance of getting out ahead of some new rules, but take the threat of those rules away and there's no incentive. And certainly you can understand why a company that's looking at its bottom line is not going to volunteer to be the first one to take that risk.
Nyhaus says President Obama promised regulations to clean up power plants last spring, and states are tasked with implementing them. Utah State Senator David Hinkins represents coal-rich Carbon and Emery counties. He wants federal regulators to rethink greenhouse gas rules that might put Utah coal-fired power plants out of business.
What we're talking about is clean coal technology. In my opinion, is that coal's going to be burnt somewhere in our bubble. We can either have expensive power or we can have reasonable price power.
Utah is 15th among 25 states that extract coal, but mining it is on a downward trend. Coal is also the Utah state rock. Judy Fays, KUER News.